Good morning and welcome to the Coach's Show at Jefferson City Shootout yesterday at the 179 Soccer Park. And joining us at the top of the show is Jefferson City Lady Jays head soccer coach Dubois. Coach, a great day for soccer yesterday. Perfect weather.
Absolutely perfect weather, and thank you for having me on your show.
You had some good teams come in for that, didn't you?
We did.
You beat William Crispin by a score of 4-0 in the first game. You had two games in total and then came back against Kirkwood, the nightcap. Let's talk about the William Crispin game first of all. You had two goals in the first half, two goals in the second half to get the shutout.
Yes, sir. The first game against William Crispin was pretty darn good. We were really happy with the way our team was connecting and playing. The first goal we had was with William Crispin about 17 minutes into the game. Or 17 minutes left in the game from Emily McMillan. She was assisted by Ava Canale. Second goal came with about a minute left before halftime. That was by Lindsay Ruff, and The assist was from Emily McMillan. And then going into halftime, it was 2-0. And as soon as we came out with a passion, seemed like, and a purpose. Uh-huh. Got them ready during halftime rock and roll, and then we had about 5 minutes into the second half, we had a goal from Daylen Shulin, and then she scored about 2 minutes after that as well. Daylen Shulin scored a goal, making it 4-0.
And then the nightcap, you had Kirkwood. Pioneers, a pretty good soccer team, aren't they? 3-0 was the final.
Oh, man, they were really good. They are strong and fast, and we had our defense going, and we had an unlucky ball come up about 15 minutes, 20 minutes into the second half, I guess. Ball bounced up and hit one of our girls in the penalty box area for a handball.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took it one by one, and then we pretty much threw the kitchen sink at them and threw everything at them offensively. Had a lot of good opportunities and had a couple quick transitions. They got two more goals in the last 10 minutes.
This is your first year as head soccer coach for the Jefferson City Lady Jays. What do you like about coaching?
Well, I've been coaching about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I love coaching. It's all about having an impact on the kids, and I love having the competitiveness.
Who's the biggest influence on you as far as wanting to become a soccer coach?
Probably all of my coaches growing up. This is my second stint as coaching with the Jeff City Jays.
Mm-hmm.
I was a baseball coach underneath Brian Ash as a head coach. Him and J.R. Simmons kind of really got me to get organized for practice and being meticulous about getting prepared for games. So I really kind of pass a lot of the stuff off of what I've learned from them. And Chad Reisner and Aaron Earlywine have just been fantastic mentors and helping me out in every chance, of just providing the 110% support that every coach loves to have.
You know, because of the pandemic, there were no spring sports last year, so there was no soccer season. Have you seen a different approach generally to the soccer season? I know talking to coaches in baseball and track and field, it's kind of like, not that you took practices necessarily for granted or games for granted before, but you certainly don't now, do you?
Not at all. Last year, I was the coach last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, it was very, very difficult to start off with about 14 practices or so and then have our season cut short because of COVID-19. The girls last year were really ready to go. We had all summer to prepare that prior summer. And then that COVID just hit, and it just kind of hit. It just struck everybody. You know, it just was a hard time for everybody. Nobody knew what, you know, it was a tough time.
It was really difficult for a senior, wasn't it?
The seniors particularly, and we had such a great group of seniors last year. Of course, we have a great group of seniors this year as well. But seniors from last year, just it was something that we've never had to deal with before. And, you know, they were preparing all summer. They had preseason. We had, I mean, everything was ready to go last year, and then it just got cut short.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to take the safety of the players as the first priority, and that's what the school district did. And, well, everybody did, taking the safety of everybody in the account.
Today is the first day of May. You've got districts right around the corner. We'll get to that in just a second. Tell us about your soccer team, first of all.
Well, I'll tell you, the girls have really been working. Last year we had COVID summer practice. It was a whole different atmosphere. We had to have, you know, everybody separated from different things and everything like that. Had to keep social distance, had to wear masks and everything. And then they've been really working hard. They worked hard all summer. They worked hard during the preseason, leading all the way up to January, where we really kicked things in with weight training and practices all week. I guess I knew last year what we were coming into and the style of play and everything that we wanted to be known for with the strengths of our team is definitely defense. And I think we've proven that over and over again, especially with against that Rockbridge game a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We won 1-0.
Yeah.
Actually, that was on the 13th of April, I guess. So, yeah, 2.5 weeks ago.
Hey, you take a look at the numbers, and defense, as you mentioned, is certainly one of the strengths of this team. The other one is your goalkeeping. I think all of your victories this year have been by shutout.
Well, I'll tell you, we have a returning freshman from last year. Of course, we call it kind of COVID for, goalie. Freshman from last year, Riley McKee, mm-hmm. is just really growing into herself and learning angles and just really, really doing a great job. She's not letting too much get through.
Your losses this year have been to good teams. You play a good schedule. I know you take a look at the teams that you've lost to, and I know a loss to Sedalia Smith Cotton, and I think they're 13-1, so all of your losses have been to pretty good soccer teams, haven't they?
They have been. We have a tough schedule. We set it up that way. Mm-hmm. We want to have a tough schedule. We want to be ready, raring to go on all cylinders as soon as the postseason comes along.
And you're almost to the postseason, aren't you? Only 4 more games, I believe, in the regular season left for you.
Yes, we have Rolla left on Monday, and then Helias on that Wednesday, and then Waynesville on Friday, and then we come back and go down to Kickapoo that following Monday, and then the postseason kicks in on the 15th. Window does.
You know, all those are good games, big games for you, but boy, you circle that Helias game, and because of the districts, that's a huge game for you and for the Lady Crusaders next week, isn't it?
It is a huge game. It's all about seed sometimes in the postseason districts coming up, and if we can tack on that first seed, we would be really happy with that.
Capital City in the district at the shootout yesterday, they went 1-1. They lost to Kirkwood by a score of 4-0, came back and beat Republic by a score of 4-3. You take a look at the district, Capital City, Jefferson City, Helias, Columbia Rockbridge, all 4 teams are in the Central Missouri Activities Conference, and all will have a chance to have played one another. You take a look at the Lady Jays and lost a tough one to Capital City, 1-0. But as you mentioned, an overtime win against Columbia Rockbridge. So you take a look at the Helias game next week, and as you mentioned, as far as seeding is concerned, it's a huge game.
Absolutely. Everything is up in the air, and Wednesday is going to be the big, big day.
When you take a look at your team heading into the last week or plus of the regular season and heading into districts, what do you like about your team right now?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm really, really excited about our team. Our team is, even though we lost yesterday against a great Kirkwood team, we are firing on all cylinders, it seems like, for sure. We are connecting well. We are getting our offense in line and playing very, very well. That William Christman game, we really wanted to build and work on connecting up, getting through passes, going toward the corners and getting across passes. And it worked out real well for us.
Yeah, you take a look at your schedule, and we talked about it being a good schedule, and it gives you an opportunity to see a lot of different programs in a lot of different parts of the state. You've been down to Springfield. I think you've had games against some of the Springfield schools, Nixon, those types of teams.
Yes, Nixon Republic, and that was at the Kickapoo. We've gone to Kickapoo tournament and the Ozarks, City of Ozark tournament as well. And that's a fun, exciting time for the girls. It's a good time for them to bond together. And they stay down there, and it's just a really, really fun time for them to get together and bond.
4 games left in the regular season. Has it gone by pretty fast? It seems like it has to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was just looking at the schedule a little bit ago to try, you know, to get prepared for this show and everything like that, and I was like, wow, I can't believe the season's only have 4 games left.
Yeah.
And then we hit postseason.
Did you lose very many games on the schedule this year?
We actually, we only lost 1 game due to the rainout system with the old fields and stuff. at 179. We lost Union game because of all the rain that we had. But other than COVID stopped our Lufu's soccer complex tournament shootout on the 2nd and 3rd of April. So other than that, we didn't lose any games, just that one shootout tournament, which we replaced with Ozark, and then the Union game. Now, the Hickman game got canceled for a couple days later due to the rain and the field conditions.
Coach, appreciate your time this morning. Continued success to you and the Lady Jays in soccer.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Great weekend. Appreciate it. Thank you. Jefferson City Lady Jays head soccer coach Cal Dubois. We're back with more. It's the Coaches Show on KWOS.
Option one, low premium, low deductible, lots of coverage.
Sounds good.
Option two, high premium, high deductible, low coverage.
Okay, so what do you recommend?
Option two.
Really? But option one sounded better.
Quite right. But the option two insurance company belongs to my father-in-law.
This is Rick Prather with Vogel Insurance Group. Vogel Insurance Group has no exclusive relationship with any one insurance company. We work for and represent you.
The Helias Foundation would like to express their continued thanks to their corporate crusaders for their continued loyalty and support of Helias Catholic High School and Helias Foundation, American Family Insurance, Greg Cobb Agency, Capital Region Medical Center, Central Bank, Coca-Cola Bottling Company, DeLong's and Diamond Pet Foods, Farmer Holding Company, Freeman Mortuary, Hawthorne Bank and Huber & Associates, Jefferson Bank, Quick Car, Riley Chevrolet Toyota, Tweed House Excavating, and Winter Dent. They also want to extend their warmest gratitude to alumni, local businesses, the area community, and friends of Helias.
Hulu, Roku, Sling, Pluto. More people than ever before are turning to streaming services for entertainment. With Connected TV, you have a real opportunity to grow your business by connecting your brand with new viewers you aren't reaching through traditional TV. Fuse 32 Marketing develops highly targeted campaigns that can capture the exact audience you're trying to reach and can likely save you more money than being on traditional TV. Learn more about the advantages of Connected TV and download the new ebook today at Fuse32.com.
Be the first to know about breaking news in your area with the ABC 17 News app. Just allow notifications in your phone settings and get the alert to stream raw, live coverage from the scene.
I'm going to step out of the frame just for a moment so you can really see what's going on.
No matter where you are, you'll know what's happening right now in our community and across the globe.
Some more breaking news.
Right now, crews are at the scene of a fire.
The most important stories in the palm of your hand.
ABC 17 News. Get the app, get the alert.
Of the top 100 air conditioner experts, what are the most common reasons air conditioners break down during hot and humid conditions? Kim?
Clogged coils?
Russ?
Peanut butter?
Uncomfortable.
At AirServe, we believe the air in which you live and breathe should be comfortable and clean. Right now, for a limited time, we're offering a $20 discount on our air conditioner tune-ups, so you can relax and be comfortable all summer long. Go to AirServe.com and schedule your appointment today.
We'll put you in your comfort zone.
Your body is like a computer. Your brain is the hard drive and the processor. It's where all of your files are stored. Your heart, on the other hand, is the power supply. And without it, nothing else works. Thankfully, much like a computer, if you take care of it, your heart will run perfectly. At the Missouri Heart Center, they'll tell you it's never too late to start eating healthy, exercising, and quitting smoking. And it's never too early to start doing those things either. Don't miss a beat with the Missouri Heart Center, online at moheartcenter.com.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back, and we are joined by Capital City Cavaliers head baseball coach Brett Skinner. And the Cavaliers are involved in semifinals in baseball. Actually, you will play at 9 o'clock this morning. That's why we moved you around to get you on the show before you have to leave to go to Russellville for the tournament. Good morning, and congratulations on a great week so far for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we got our first win Thursday, and we got two games today, so we're excited.
Yeah, it could be a heck of a week for you. You could go 5-0 this week, couldn't you?
That's right. One game at a time, but that's what we got our sights set on.
First program win for you on Monday, as you mentioned. You beat Waynesville by a score of 3-1. No season last year, obviously, due to the pandemic. So first win in program history earlier this week against Waynesville. How about Taggart Bodenstab with 11 strikeouts in the ball game for you?
He's been throwing really well lately. Had a good game against Smith Cotton, too. We've been asking a lot out of him, so he's really stepped up, and we're proud of the way he's throwing right now.
And another first the next day on Tuesday, your first home win as you beat Eldon by a score of 9-8.
That's right. That was a good one to be able to do it in front of our home crowd, and you know our bats really came alive, and you know got some confidence, you know, all up and down through the lineup.
As we mentioned, a one-run win over Eldon, and it was a two-out rally early in the game that got you started, wasn't it?
That's right. With two outs, nobody on, we scored five runs. And that's huge, especially for a young team.
And then on Thursday, opening round of the Russellville tournament, and it only went five innings, and you beat School of the Osage by a score of 15-5, and you circle that second inning, a huge inning for you when you score 12 runs, and I think you sent 16 batters to the plate.
Yeah, that's right. That you score 12 in an inning, it relieves the pressure off of everybody else, the pitchers and the defense. They can go out and, you know, just fill up the zone and make plays. So that was good to see.
As we mentioned, you're riding a three-game winning streak as you head into the semifinals of the Russellville Baseball Tournament today. I imagine the players and the coaching staff pretty excited this week, aren't you?
Yes, we're very excited. You know, we've worked super hard to get where we're at right now, and you know, we've got all our pitchers are able to throw today. We kept everybody under the limit on Thursday, so we're excited to see what we can do today.
You know, you take a look at your schedule, and not only with the three-game winning streak, but you've played pretty well the last five ball games, haven't you?
That's right, and I was glad to see our guys, you know, the two losses for the three-game winning streak. You know, they competed very hard, and we were right there in both of them. So I knew the wins were right around the corner.
What's the biggest difference you've seen in this baseball team the last five games versus earlier in the season?
One, I think just confidence. You know, we're starting to kind of understand, you know, everybody's role. Our pitchers are throwing more strikes, and our offense is starting to pick it up lately. And they just needed more ABs to get comfortable. And once they started seeing, you know, some hits up and down the order, it just, you know, that energy feeds off of everybody.
Let's spend a moment, talk about your baseball team, offense, defense, and pitching.
Pitching, man, we've had, you know, several guys out there. It's been by a committee all year. We've got some injuries. We've got some guys out that would be in the rotation. We've asked a lot from everybody, and hopefully they can keep performing well. And offensively, we've had some different guys, you know, step up and are starting to hit the ball well right now. And like I said, I think 1 through 9 now we're all starting to come together. And defensively, I think we're pretty good. Like I said, we're super young, but they're starting to make the plays that are given to them. And you know, Thursday night we had some pretty nice, spectacular plays too.
What do you like most about your team right now?
They're just all gelling right now. They're all getting along. You know, we're winning. Everybody's excited. Everybody's, you know, wants to be at the ballpark. There's energy in the dugout. And we're super young. And everyone's wanting to learn. I think that's the most exciting piece.
We're going to get to this Russellville tournament in just a second, but I looked at your schedule last night. Do you play in a wood bat tournament next week?
Yes. Yeah, it got rained out earlier in the season, but we're going to go ahead and make that up this weekend.
That's unique, isn't it?
That is. I think the kids are really excited about that.
We're going to talk about Class 6 district because there's 8 teams and teams from basically different parts of the state that you'll be in mid-May at Sedalia Smith Cotton. But let's go to the Russellville tournament. 9 o'clock, you will play Russellville in the semifinals. They've won 7 of their last 8 games. The Indians are ranked number 5 in Class 2. They come in with a mark of 12-5 on the year.
Yeah, I told the guys, you're going to have to play smart baseball for 7 innings. You know, you can't make the little mistakes. You know, good teams like Russellville will take advantage of them.
Other semifinal game, Pembroke Hill against Union. Pretty good ball clubs.
Yes, really good. Really good teams. That'll be a good matchup. You know, so whoever we face later on today, it's going to be another great game.
Title game will be at 2 o'clock, the third place game at 4:30 over at Russellville. Give us a quick scouting report on the Indians.
They, you know, top of the order, man, they can swing it pretty good. And like I said, they take good at bats, and they take advantage of miscues. So errors and walks, they're going to hurt you. They like to hit the ball in the air. So we've got a little scouting report put together on them, and we'll see what we can do with it.
Put the schedule together. Have you seen most of your schedule being able to be played this year, or have you lost some ball games?
Early on, we had five games rained out, including that the Wood Bat tournament. But all of them are going to get made up or have been made up. So right now, we're good.
With some of those things being readjusted on the schedule, or rescheduled, I should say, that means you'll have a situation where you'll play multiple games in a week. Obviously, this week, you'll have, with the two games today, a total of five.
Yes, it's a lot of games, but it's good. That's what our guys need right now. It's just a lot of game experience. And our pitchers, everybody's, been asked to throw. And with having our games during the week and then a tournament this week and the next weekend, we should get plenty of playing time and at-bats, get ready for the districts.
And, with five games in a week and the pitch count that exists, you better be pretty deep as far as your pitching staff is concerned.
Yes, you have to be deep. It takes a lot of strategizing from our coaching staff. We always sit down together and talk about who we want to throw certain games and got to keep guys under certain pitch counts to make sure we're able to have them, for later days as well. So it can be a challenge. But, yes, everybody knows that they can be called on, to get on the mound at any time.
Baseball districts in mid-May, that's right around the corner, Coach.
It is. It sneaks up on you. But we're excited. We're ready. We want to finish strong the last couple weeks and roll into districts and see what we can do.
It seems with every one of the spring sports that the season starts and it is such a quick one. We talked about golf with the Helias Crusaders golf coach last week, Coach Higgins, and you talk with the track and field coaches, you talk with the baseball coaches, and the season starts, and the next thing you know, you look up and it's 3/4 of the way done already.
That's right. It does. It goes by quick. With all the games back-to-back, it flies by. It gets away from you.
You take a look at Class 6, you're in District 5 with 8 teams. It's a pretty good district, isn't it?
Yes, it's a loaded district. Whoever comes out of that one is definitely going to have earned it.
Okay, Coach, you will have a semifinal game this morning in the Russellville tournament in the semifinals. First pitch scheduled for 9 o'clock. You will meet Russellville. Again, the Indians come in with a mark of 12-5. They are ranked number 5 in the state in Class 2. The third place game will be at Russellville at 4:30. Championship game will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Russellville. Good luck today, Coach. Appreciate your time this morning.
Appreciate it. Appreciate having me on.
All right, Capital City Cavaliers head baseball coach Brett Skinner. We're back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
Let me tell you, from my perspective, here's the problem.
To speak softly.
For the Democrat Party, which has now been hijacked by the radical extreme left.
And carry a big stick.
The Constitution is a problem.
Just ain't his style.
It's not to be revered, it's to be eviscerated.
Mark Levin.
Because they hate the Constitution. The Constitution places a severe limit on the kind of power and grandiosity that the Democrat Party wishes to exercise.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7 on News Radio, KWOS.
The way we watch TV has evolved. More people are watching what they want, when they want, with streaming services or connected TV platforms. It's estimated 60% of us will use connected TV by next year. For businesses, this means more opportunities to advertise in a highly targeted and cost-effective way. Choose the age, location, and interest of the target audience, and only show ads to them when they watch TV. Our team of digital experts can help craft a connected TV campaign to reach your target audience in an engaging and memorable way. Contact us at ZimmerCommunications.com.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. We are joined now by Blair Oaks Falcons head baseball coach Mike D'Amelio. Two games for you today, Coach, at South Callaway.
Yeah, we start 10 o'clock today at South Callaway, and then we follow that at noon or 12:30, whatever, against a good Palmyra team as well. So be a tough day for us for sure.
During wrestling season and baseball season, it seems every time that we have you on the Coaches Show, you're about ready to step on a bus or you're just about ready to step off of a bus.
Yeah, we're getting on the bus here about 8 o'clock. I know you caught me during wrestling as we were getting off, but these wrestling especially is an early morning sport, but baseball at times can be as well. So kind of interesting that way.
You guys are having a great year. It's 17-4 as you head into those two games today.
Yeah, we've had a couple rough spots. A couple games here and there we'd like back, but overall we played really well. Our pitching's good. We're pretty solid offensively, and our defense come around a little bit too, so we become a lot more consistent there, but I like where we're at, but we still got a little ways to go.
First half hour, we talked with Brett Skinner, the head baseball coach for the Capital City Cavaliers. They have two games today in Russellville, in a Russellville baseball tournament. So they'll play five this week. That's the same thing that exists for your baseball team, as you already have three wins this week for your ball club.
Yeah, you know, every week's a little bit different. We've had another week, we're only had one game, and this week we've got five, you know, really five tough games too. So it puts a strain on us a little bit. It makes it tough on our guys mentally, you know, and we just got to be tough enough to get through some of that. And, you know, we fortunately have some pitching depth, so we can go deep into our rotation and still have quality arms on the mound. So we kind of have an advantage over a lot of teams in that regard.
Monday, a Tri-County Conference win over Hallsville 4-2. Big inning was a three-run fourth for the Falcons.
Yeah, you know, they threw a really nice arm out at the start, and, you know, we just kind of finally strung a couple hits together. You know, the wind was blowing in really hard that day, and it was kind of a hard day to score, but we managed to put a couple together, and that's kind of the name of the game in baseball. So it was a good win for us.
Tuesday, you beat Helias by a score of 9-7. That's your second victory over the Crusaders.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can beat Helias once is a great year. To beat him twice is pretty amazing. We swung the bats really well. Got a little shaky there towards the end with the pitching, some defensive things, but you know, hung on for the win. And like I said, beating those guys is a positive thing, obviously.
You know, hitting the baseball in that ball game, I think the top of the order really had a good night for you, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. They really stepped up. You know, we got to a little bit of a slow start. They threw a really good arm ass start there, and we got in their bullpen, and things got a little better. But, yeah, those guys really came through. And really, you know, it just depends on the night. We always have somewhere in our lineup really steps up, and that night it was our top of order.
Thursday night, another Tri-County Conference game against Southern Boone. I think both of you entered that game undefeated in conference play. It was a heck of a ball game, wasn't it?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be. They had a really good arm, and Ethan Osborne. You know, we've seen him before a couple years ago. He was really good, and we had Will Liberg, who's probably our best guy. So we knew it would be a low-scoring game. We knew it would be a tight game going down to the end, and it certainly was. We were fortunate enough to score a couple more than they did.
4-1, the final score. I think Southern Boone ranked number 3 in the state in Class 4. You're number 5 right now in Class 4, and a 4-1 final for you. You take a look at that, and I mean, you talked about him just a few moments ago. Will has had a great year for you on the mound, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's a young kid still, so it's kind of scary to think of what he could become. But, yeah, he's been really good. I mean, he had one, you know, so-so outing against Fatima there, but, you know, you can't expect him to be really good every outing. But, yeah, the Southern Boone and Elias game in particular, he was really, really good. And, you know, we feel like we can win every time he's on the mound. So he's a special player.
Hey, he's only a sophomore. He's got a lot of poise, doesn't he?
He does. You know, he's still young. I mean, he still makes some mistakes, which, you know, is understandable. But he's pretty mature for his age. And, you know, he's growing with every start. And he's really not there's nothing really we throw at him that he hasn't already experienced. So we're fortunate for that.
You know, we talked to you earlier. He had, I think, a no-hitter in the Elias game in the Jefferson City tournament, and I think he carried a no-hitter into the seventh inning of that ball game against Southern Boone this week, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You know, we kind of were hoping to get it again, you know, but it was actually the Ethan Osborne kid who scored up a ball to right center there for a double, and, you know, it was a little disappointing, but still, I mean, he had thrown so well, and, you know, Josh Isaacs was there, came in after he hit pitch count to finish it up, and we did give up a run. You know, we were kind of hoping for the shutout, but I'll take 4-1 any day.
Yeah, as we mentioned, you're 17-4 on the season heading into the two ball games today at South Callaway. This season, you've already had an 8-game winning streak. You have 15 wins in your last 17 games. You've scored 10 or more runs in a game 9 times this season, and 9's the magical number as well as far as taking a look at what you've given up to opponents in games. 9 times you've given up either one run or no runs in a contest.
Yeah, and as I said earlier, our pitching depth's really good. You know, most teams have one or two good ones that they can go to, and when that guy's pitching, they're going to be pretty tough. I mean, we can roll out 4, 5, 6 guys that can be competitive. You know, I'd say like Will and Kale Wilson, some of those guys, Gavin Weckenberg probably are top 3. But when you get to Ian Nolf and Kate Stockman and Josh Isaac, those guys are just maybe just a tick below those guys. So it's fortunate we can do that. And then as you know, our offense, you know, as I said earlier, we can produce from any part of our lineup. I mean, our 9 holes, Dylan Hare, who's hitting about 360. I mean, so we feel like there's no breaks in our lineup, and we feel like even if a couple of the top or middle guys are struggling, some of those bottom guys really step up, like they did against Southern Boone, to be honest.
Yeah, we're talking about five games in the week for you. Again, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and two games today. With the pitch count that exists in high school baseball as well, you have to be pretty deep as far as your pitching staff is concerned, don't you?
Yeah, we do. You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've changed really since the pitch count came in. It's kind of been the way we've operated anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been a huge adjustment for me, maybe like some other coaches possibly. But it is still a challenge. I mean, we're going to a doubleheader today with three really good arms that I feel like we could be really competitive with. And then we do have a guy or two in case those three can't finish it that are maybe not quite as good. But, you know, it is tough, and the guys understand it. You know, they get frustrated when they get pulled for pitch count. But, you know, it's part of the deal now, and I think everyone's getting adjusted to it.
Do you have a situation where it's a little bit difficult for you as a coach to get everybody enough pitching time?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the hard part. You know, the Josh Isaacs, as I talked about, he arguably is our second or third best arm, and he only has about 14 innings on the year. He's been predominantly out of the bullpen. You know, Kate Stockman's a senior who's been a four-year pitcher for us, who will start today, but he's been a little bit more limited on innings compared to previous years as well. So it is a little more difficult. It does give us a leeway of giving those guys a little more rest, too. So, you know, Will normally would probably pitch on 4 or 5 days rest, and a lot of times we're giving them a full week. So, you know, it is a challenge on both ends of it, but it's a good problem to have, that's for sure.
This will be your 22nd and 23rd game of the season for the Falcons, and you look at the numbers, and you're averaging over 8 runs a game this deep into the season. That's a pretty impressive number.
Yeah, I mean, we've been a little bit better than, I don't know how else to say it, but, you know, and so we've kind of racked up some numbers against those guys. But we have faced some really good arms this year, you know, a lot more than we did 2 years ago. I think people are pitching their better pitchers against us a lot more now. And so we've run into some really good arms. So the fact that we can average that many runs knowing who we face on the mound is pretty impressive. And so, you know, last year, you know, 2 years ago, that team was really good offensively. I really liked the way we did things. But this team's, you know, just a little bit better. We got a little more power in the lineup, and they're tough outs, that's for sure.
Well, you have a good baseball program at Blair Oaks. I took a look at it last night. You're looking for your third 20-win-plus season in the last 5 years. You won 24 games in 2019, 23 games in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd love to pat myself on the back and say I built Blair Oaks baseball, but that's absolutely not the truth. You know, there's been a lot of great players, a lot of great coaches that have coached here. I was fortunate enough to take over at a time where, you know, we have talent in this building, you know, and we got some really good players and, you know, as I said, really good arms and, you know, not, you know, pretty blessed with that because not everybody gets the opportunity to coach this kind of talent. So, and honestly, you know, I look at some of the younger grades and some of our middle school kids and, you know, I don't think we're going to run out of talent anytime soon. So we're pretty lucky out here.
You know, taking a look at your schedule, you had a real good tournament in Columbia in mid-April, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, that's a tournament I really look forward to. You know, my two previous years, we went up there, we won one game in 2 years because we were playing, you know, all Class 5, Class 6, mostly Class 6 teams, and we just want to challenge our guys. We want to see what they're about. And to go up there and go 3-1, beating a CBC team who's rated in top 10 in Class 6, same with Rockbridge. We beat Smith Cotton the first night, who's a Class 6 school. We did lose a 1-0 game to Battle. It was a little disappointing, but, you know, again, Class 6 school, solid program. You know, so, you know, we want to challenge our kids, as I said, and for us to step up and win 3 games in that tournament is a huge accomplishment for us. And, you know, hopefully we continue to have success down the road there.
What's the biggest difference that you've seen in your team as you head into game number 22 today versus game 1 of the season?
One thing I said, you know, defensively we were not very good at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. We kicked a lot of balls. We couldn't field bunts, things like that. And our guys have taken a lot of pride in that. I think they realized that was our big weakness. And so I think that's the number one thing that we've really improved on. But two, I think we've just become a better team. We're a little closer as a group. You know, here with some smaller schools, we end up having to play freshmen and sophomores up. And when you try to mix those with seniors, sometimes it doesn't always mesh. And I think there was a little bit of a case of that early in the year. And now it seems like we've kind of come together a little bit more, and the older guys are more accepting the younger guys, and it's probably carried over into how we play too. So those are probably the two biggest things, but overall we're just better in all areas as well.
I know one of the things that you want to check off as far as the season is concerned would be to win the Tri-County Conference title, and you are now, with that victory over Southern Boone, 5-0 on the season, have two games left against School of the Osage and California, just four games left in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it's winding down, that's for sure, but, you know, we'd love to win the conference. You know, I said this a couple days ago. It's not our ultimate goal, but, you know, to win this conference against great programs like Southern Boone and Booneville and Hallsville in California, you know, I mean, it's, you know, to win that conference is a huge accomplishment. You know, we still haven't done it yet. You know, we got Osage who, you know, is improving. You know, I don't know if they're quite the caliber of some of the teams we played, but, you know, I'll be honest with you, in baseball, anything can happen. So we got to obviously be ready for that. And then California, I think 17-4 right now in the year, so we obviously don't have that wrapped up either. So we got two tough games, and we'll definitely go after it. And if we can accomplish it, that'd be great, you know, for our program.
As we mentioned, you were at South Callaway today. You have two games scheduled, 10 o'clock against the Bulldogs, and then at 12:30 you'll take on Palmyra. Palmyra averaging about 8.5 runs a game. They're 11-4 on the season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we started with South Callaway. They've been a traditional power. They've won, you know, I think a state championship or two in the last decade. Coach Leppard does an awesome job with them. I think they, you know, they may not have the quality top arm. You know, they've had some really good pitchers that have gone through there. I don't know if they quite have that one guy like they used to, but I know with their teams, they'll compete really hard and give us all we can handle. And then Palmyra, I don't know much about, I'll be honest. I know 2 years ago they were widely known as the best team in Class 3. They got beat by South Callaway, actually, and we were actually going to play them, I think, in the quarterfinal. I think we were set up to do that, and then South Callaway beat them. You know, somewhere we thought we were going to play them. So to get the opportunity to play them will be a lot of fun. You know, I don't know a ton about them, but I know predominantly they've had a really good program. We hear some, they got a couple good arms and things like that. But again, I love playing good competition, and it's just another challenge for our guys. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, South Callaway and Palmyra are two teams on a schedule that you put together for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking to play the best teams. I mean, you know, and we try to hit all the good teams around here, and then if we do have to travel to find some, we do as well. But it was kind of fortunate that Palmyra was able to make a pretty long trip down there to Mokane and play both of us. And again, I know Coach Lepper is the same way. He likes to play good competition. So it'll be an exciting day for all three of us. I'm sure Palmyra is excited as well.
I know you have a bus to catch. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck today, Coach.
All right. Thank you for having on.
All right. Blair Oaks Falcons head baseball coach Mike D'Amelio back with more after the break. It's the Coach's Show on KWOS.
Mowing on uneven ground is a pain in the back. If you're in pain after you mow, it's time to take a Ferris brand zero-turn mower for a test ride. Available at Tompkins Implement in Eldon. Ferris's multi-patented suspension technology reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis, and most importantly, your body. Find out what people are talking about with the revolutionary Ferris zero-turn mowers. Take a test ride today at Tompkins Implement, Highway 52 West in Eldon. Go to TompkinsImplement.com.
It's just human nature to love shiny things. As long as there have been people, shiny things have held special status, and the shinier the better. Like a brand new car or a truck on the lot, every inch of it perfectly contoured, clean, and reflective. Over time, as that beautiful new car starts to collect dents, scratches, and loses its shine, you can always get it cleaned and polished again, just like a piece of jewelry. But when your car gets banged up in an accident, getting that shine back becomes the least of your worries. This is Gary with Extreme Body and Paint. Whether your car has minor or major damage you want fixed, not only do we fix it right and make the process easy and stress-free as possible, nobody makes your car look newer and shine brighter than the Extreme Team at Extreme Body and Paint. We are now located under one roof at 1007 Lomo Drive, Jefferson City, Missouri, or online at extremebodyandpaint.com.
We make it shine like new. Extreme Body and Paint.
Don't miss the JC Chamber Barbecue Thursday, May 13th at Capitol Bluffs Event Center. Enjoy great Colton's Barbecue from 4:30 until 8, plus unlimited fun and refreshments, including a beer garden, specialty beverages, bourbon tasting, plus live music by David Baker, and a chance to win a $500 value prize. It's Jefferson City's biggest barbecue, May 13th. Tickets are just $18, or save on a pack of 10 tickets, $17 each. Kids just $8. For tickets, go to jeffersoncitychamber.org. Join Zimmer Radio, Jefferson City Autoplex, Landmark Bank Home Mortgage Center, Columbia Regional Airport, Lubring Insurance Agency, Mid-Missouri Referral Alliance, and Westbrook Terrace Assisted Living for Jefferson City's biggest barbecue, May 13th.
I'm John Marsh for KWS Zimmer Communications. Are you a person out there maybe looking to change careers? We have buildings full of people at Zimmer who have changed careers. They worked in auto dealerships. They worked in big box stores and came and found what they were looking for with our sales team here at Zimmer Communications. Building relationships with clients, helping their businesses grow. Watch how it happens. Come work with me, John Marsh at Zimmer Communications. ZimmerCommunications.com.
Welcome back to the final round of Air Conditioner Trivia. I'm your host, AC You Later. Today's final round question. The most common reason air conditioners fail when it's hot and humid. Your answer, Carl.
What is lack of maintenance?
You are correct.
Uncomfortable.
At AirServe, we believe the air in which you live and breathe should be comfortable and clean. Right now, for a limited time, we're offering a $20 discount on our air conditioner tune-ups, so you can relax and be comfortable all summer long. Go to AirServe.com and schedule your appointment today.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. We are joined now by Father Tolton, Lady Trailblazers head soccer coach Chuck Register, back on the Coaches Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Kevin.
We wanted to have you on and celebrate and congratulate you on your 500th win in soccer.
I appreciate that. It was a long time in coming, but and it took a while even this year just to think about, man, I can't believe this is happening. So, and when it finally did, it was kind of a relief a little bit, but fun.
April the 19th, a victory over Bishop DeBerg out of St. Louis. The final score was 5-1.
Oh yeah. We scored early, which was great, and it kind of put a little bit of the pressure off, took a little bit of pressure off then, and then the ladies, they just played as well as they could for that game, and I didn't know the surprises that were coming afterwards, but it was fun to celebrate with them that victory.
You know, that's a great milestone, 500 wins.
That's a lot of time in doing this, and it was just working with a lot of great kids. A lot of great assistant coaches that I had. I go back and try to think about all the things that happened over the years and all the time that you put into this. And it's a great milestone to finally get to. I'm kind of happy that I finally got there.
You probably got a lot of text messages from former players, didn't you?
I did. I got text messages and wherever I'm at, people kind of congratulate me, and it's great to have that. But it's time for me now. I got to focus again. It's just kind of like let's get back to the season and see what we can do this year for our girls' team.
Some coaches know about a milestone coming up; others don't. Where was your situation?
I kept getting told by my assistant coach and my brother that, aren't you getting close to 500 now? Aren't you getting close to 500? And that's I was. Pretty close. I think we could have made it last year, but since COVID took away the girls' season, I just had to wait a little bit longer. So it's not a big deal. But yeah, they kept reminding me. So I said, I'm getting close. I'm getting close. And eventually we finally got there.
All right. I want you to take me back. What was the first win? Where was it? And who was it against?
Oh my gosh. You got to. I think it was Kemper Military Academy. I think the first year with the boys. And I think we won like a 3-0 against them. And just with the boys team that year, we played 3 varsity games. We ended up being 1-1-1 in the season.
Wow.
It's a long time ago. So that was, I had to think about that the other day myself. What was my first win? And I just, it popped in my head and I still remember that one.
As we said, it's a big milestone. What's it mean to you though?
It means that, I've had a lot of fun doing it. I never thought I was going to be a soccer coach. Going to Elias and all I participated in cross country basketball and baseball, and finally going and getting my teaching degree and wanting to coach. Heck, I coached wrestling, I coached track and field, I coached baseball, coached basketball, And then I got this chance when I was in Sedalia to coach under. I got a Hall of Fame coach there at Sacred Heart that showed me how to do it, and got to Elias, and we started soccer there. And from there, I just had to learn from the ground up, and it's been kind of fun. And when I tell people I never played, they're like, "What? I mean, never played?" I said, "No, but I just learned as best I could." And over the years, it just kind of from all the experience, it was just kind of exhilarating just to actually see how well kids, you know, when they start the season, how well they play it, and how well they get at the end of the season. That's what we try to build toward.
Yeah, I want you to tell me what you like most about coaching.
I like the kids. I like being around the kids. I tell you what, lately, I would take a practice any day. Less pressure, but being on the practice field, it's kind of like, hey, let's learn something new today. I always end the day, our practices, I said, did you help yourself? Did you help a teammate? Did you help your team get better for the day? And that's the last thing we say before we leave.
You know, it's a time commitment, so you have to have support from your family as well, being a coach.
Oh, geez. Yeah. The wife and my two kids, Susie's been great support. The kids, too, they always say that you belong on the field, Dad, so don't stop. But at some point in time, I have to someday. But they always encourage me, and they love to go watch. And I got to even coach my son for a season. So, and we got to go to state that year, too. So excitement. I can remember those kind of things.
Sounds like you're going to be coaching for a while.
A little bit longer, yeah. I love what I do. I love Father Tolton. It's a great atmosphere. It's a great school. It's only 10 years old, and it's growing. And we're starting to get some more kids in the school. Being in the Catholic education has just been a great thing. And the kids are just amazing in the classroom, on the field. It doesn't matter. It's just fun to be around them.
You know, and it's a situation, too, where this team that you have right now is playing very good soccer. They are on an 8-game winning streak, 4 shutouts in the last 5 games. And over the last 5 games, you've outscored your opponents 28-1.
That's amazing. That's amazing. The girls have just, all of a sudden, we just caught fire. We get into practice and kind of show them some little things to help us out. And the last thing that we were talking about from the beginning of the season, and then we finally got to start doing it now, is we just have to finish. We have to put the ball in the back of the net. And lately they've been doing that. We have 4 games left before districts, and we have to travel to Oak Grove this year for districts. So I think from here on out, it's just preparation just to get ready for the playoffs.
Talked about that number of outscoring your opponents 28-1 over the last 5 games, but you're also very good in one-goal games. I believe you're 4-1 on the season.
I believe so. I think this year is just kind of amazing. I've got a great mixture of all the classes. I got 11 seniors. I think I got like 4 juniors, like 6 or 7 sophomores, and about 3 or 4 freshmen. Great mixture. So defensive wise, we've just been playing well. I've got either a senior in goal or a freshman in goal. And they kind of work with each other a lot and talk with each other a lot. And it's just amazing that when we get to a field and we're ready to play this year, the girls are just really focused.
Sounds like you're having fun.
I'm having a good time. It's amazing that we can actually get to play this spring. Last year, when we had COVID and the season was canceled, the texts and stuff and getting the girls together a little bit and just crying about not being able to play. And we had a good team last year too. And this year, you know, I think I lost 5 seniors from last year, and everybody else is coming back. And it's just like, man, we wish I could have had, you know, last year's team and this year's team. It would have been interesting to find out what last year's team did.
You picked up 500 wins in the middle of April. You're marching toward 600?
I don't know if I get that far, but hey, whatever I end at, that's great. 500 wins is an amazing accomplishment. You know, I have to thank everybody that supported me. I mean, I get great support now from our athletic director, Gary Link. He's always telling me, us old guys got to stick together, and keep marching on or whatever. But I'm like, yeah, well, we'll see how long we can march. So we'll find out.
Well, congratulations not only on the 500 wins, but on the season that you're having so far. Continued success to you and the Father Tolton Lady Trailblazers, and we appreciate your time this morning, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that.
Father Tolton, Lady Trailblazers head soccer coach Chuck Register, again picking up career win number 500 for him on April the 19th when he beat Bishop DeBerg out of St. Louis. The final was 5-1. We'll see you next week on the KWOS Coaches Show.
News Radio 950 KWOS and on FM at 104.5 KWOS Jefferson City.